The following takes place between midnight and 1 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary. Events occur in real time.
Victor Rovner, requesting permission to transmit.
Log in. Permission granted.
Just heard from Rovner. He confirmed that there will be an attempt today.
Did you find out who the target is?
Senator David Palmer.
As soon as the polls open, we're all worried
about it. Senator Palmer seems poised for a
convention. I'm just trying to confirm this. Well, this historic occasion.
Well, it is an historic occasion, sir.
It's self-serving to say it. I want to stay low-key.
Wrong. Play it up, inspire people.
Honey, what do you think?
I agree with Patty.
Okay, but not occasion. Sounds like we're having brunch.
On this historic day?
Deal. You going to bed?
How can I sleep? No, I'm going to write a few thank yous, and you call me if you need me.
Thank you, Angie.
You're in trouble, Dad.
Really?
Yeah. So, is she still giving you the cold shoulder?
If by she you're referring to your mother, I'd appreciate it if you'd call her by her name, Mom. And no, she's just busy.
She's busy a lot.
And it's a school night for you, so time for bed.
I'm glad you moved back in, Daddy.
Me too, sweet. Have a good sleep. We'll take out all the sad
ones. Night, sweet pea.
Yeah. And the
stubborn and the silent one. She's still giving you a hard time?
Don't know when I became the enemy. I think she blames me for you moving out.
Well, I never gave her any reason to.
Maybe not. I think you let her manipulate you, Jack.
No, I don't.
Well, let me guess. Just now she was all sweetness and light, right? And then she said something nasty about me?
Yeah, and I just busted her on it. I know why you're taking this so personal. It's just that mother-teenage-daughter thing. Hey. You're right. Maybe we should talk to her right now. Tell her she can't play us off each other, and then if she's insulting you, she's insulting me too.
Okay.
Good.
I really appreciate that.
So you just said that you appreciate that. Do you mean you kind of appreciate it?
I really appreciate it.
You really, really appreciate it? You really appreciate it? How much do you appreciate it? Ken. Ken? Honey?
She's grounded for 2 months, no exceptions. She can forget about getting a driver's license. Hello?
Hi, Terry. Is Jack there?
Yeah, he's right here. It's Nina.
What? Hey, Nina.
I called him.
Now? Yeah. No, I can't.
It's Walt.
Yeah.
Be
okay, fine. Get a hold of the others and bring them in. Yeah, okay, bye. It's Walsh. She's coming into the office. He wants everybody in as soon as possible. It's only a briefing. I should be back within an hour. If she's not here when I get back, we'll call all her friends, everyone we know, until we find out where the hell she's gone, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Here. I'll call you from the room. Vincent, Jack Bauer. Are you planning on seeing Kimberly tonight?
Nah, man, we broke up. You know that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you know that.
Snuck out on you, huh?
Don't screw with me, Vincent.
Chill, man, look, I don't know where she's at. You got my word.
That's a real comfort, Vincent. Knowing that I've got your word.
Why are you these guys at a furniture store?
Dan works there.
When are we supposed to be there?
Midnight. We're late.
Yeah, they'll wait.
You sure about that?
Well, you told them I'm hot, right? And you're hot, so they'll wait.
Dan's a sophomore at San Diego State.
Yeah, you told me that.
And so is Rick. I mean, they're not just, you know, a bunch of high school idiots.
And your point is?
They're men, not boys.
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
CTU, this is Myers.
It's Jack. What exactly did Walsh say?
Just bring everyone in, no details.
Why does this have to be tonight?
Problems at home?
I'm almost there. I'll see you in a few.
How long is this gonna take?
Why are we interrupting your social life?
At least I have one.
Funny. You called Langley?
I sure did. Called the bureau too. Nobody knows anything. Jack on his way?
Yeah. Unfortunately for us, the mood he's in.
Did you hear from Kim yet?
No.
I was thinking we should try and remember what it was like when we were kids, you know?
It's a different world now, Jack.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Paul.
Listen, I was talking to Denise the other day, and she and Steve took Nikki to a therapist, and they said it really helped. Maybe we should think about that.
Yeah, well, maybe. We can talk about it when I get home. Honey, I'm already here. Let me give you a call back in a little while. Who's here?
Everyone. We're just waiting for Walsh. I've activated a satellite uplink in case he needs one.
Okay, good. Tony, I need detailed background on everyone on David Palmer's staff now.
Why?
Because I think this is about him and I want us to be prepared.
Bad time to play a hunch. If it leaks out that we're screening Senator Palmer, people might think it's because he's black.
Well, it is because he's black. It makes him the most likely target.
I'm just saying it might not be interpreted that way on the outside.
I don't care how it's interpreted on the outside. I just gave you an order, and I'd like you to follow it, please. Good, thank you. Let me know as soon as Walsh gets here. I gotta make a phone call.
I must be.
Jan said you guys like to party.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
As a matter of fact, me too.
Glad to hear it.
Get this party started.
Yeah.
Call me.
Detective Costello,
David
please.
Palmer is expected to clinch the presidential nomination. Senator Palmer arrived in Los Angeles this morning and showed a young group of fans that he can still hit from
Frank.
The outside.
Yeah, it's Jack Bauer over at CTU. Look, this is kind of embarrassing, but my daughter Kimberly snuck out of the house, and she's not come back yet. I was wondering if we sent her vitals over, if you guys could keep an eye out for her. Yeah, no, I'm sure she's okay. Yeah, no, that'd be great. Frank, thanks a lot. I owe you. Bye. Richard, everybody's inside. Come on.
Good.
Mr. Walsh.
Hello, Nina.
Shall we get started?
Please.
We have reason to believe that by the end of the day, an attempt will be made on David Palmer's life.
How good's his security?
Very good. Maybe not good enough to handle what's coming at him today. A shooter, well-funded from overseas.
What foreign power wants Palmer dead?
Probably none. Most likely a domestic hate group hired someone from out of the country. It's harder to trace. Check the background of everyone around Palmer. Cross it with terrorist databases. Start now.
Okay, we're on it. Let's go.
Jack.
I'll be right with you.
How you doing?
I can't complain.
Can or won't? Things better at home?
Yeah, we're trying.
What I'm about to tell you doesn't leave this room.
Fine.
There may be an element inside the agency involved with the hit on Palmer.
What?
For the next 24 hours, I want you all over this. You're going to be interfacing with every division in the region.
I am the last person on the face of this planet that you want to bring something like this to.
I don't agree.
Richard, I built a case against three of our own agents and busted them for taking bribes. If there's a conspiracy in the agency to kill David Palmer, I'll never get anywhere near it.
Well, you'll have to, Jack. Because you're the only guy that I can trust. If Palmer gets hit, the first African-American with a real shot at the White House, he'll tear this country apart.
Oh. I'll look into it. I'll do the best I can.
Good. Good.
George Mason is coming over from division to give you a more detailed briefing on Palmer.
You think I should trust George Mason?
Not until we get a better handle on things. Don't trust anybody.
Not even your own people.
We gotta find a shooter, Jack. Whatever it takes.
Excuse me. How much longer till we land in Los Angeles?
Let's see, it's 12:20, just over an hour.
Thank you.
Martin, how are you doing? It's the photographer.
I'm very well, Patty. I'm landing in 1 hour. Are we still on for breakfast?
Meet Secret Service in the lobby at 7 and they'll take care of you.
Will Senator Palmer be at the breakfast?
You bet.
Good. I'll see you then, huh?
Bye safe.
Excuse me. So, you know David Palmer?
Not yet. I am, meeting him tomorrow.
We've been sitting here this whole time making small talk and you never even mentioned it.
I'm going to be taking a few pictures of him.
Are you? You're a photographer. Have I ever seen one of your photographs?
What's next?
George Mason's gonna be here in a couple minutes and then he's gonna brief me.
You, not us? You can't shut me out, Jack. Not here.
It's Walsh. She wants me to meet Mason alone.
Why?
He didn't say.
You're lying.
Yes, I am. But you're still gonna have to trust me.
One of these days, you're gonna ask for too much.
I'm terribly afraid that today's gonna be that day. Yeah.
Hi, it's me.
Did you hear anything?
No.
What's wrong?
I found three joints in her desk.
Terrific.
Yeah, I know it's not the end of the world, but I don't like it.
I don't either. Maybe you can get into her email, check her messages or something.
Gave her own password to show that we trusted her, remember?
Yeah. Honey, I'm so sorry that I can't be there with you right now. Look, I can't really talk right now. Let me call you back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
So when I got into San Diego State, I figured, what the hell? Give college a try.
Do you live near the beach?
Yeah.
Do you surf?
No. Surfing's way too motivated. You gotta get wet, the sharks. You gotta call everybody dude. Why?
Oh, no reason. My dad surfed.
He doesn't anymore? He's too old?
My father's dead.
Hey, my bad.
It's okay. He was this really great guy, and then 6 months ago...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm over it. Getting over it. It's hard, but I am.
Mason's on his way up.
George.
Jack, how's it going?
Good to see you. Come on in.
What did Mr. Walsh tell you down there?
Not much. Palmer's a target. Shooter's a real deal. That's about it.
I can narrow it down for you a little bit if you like.
Please do.
We think the shooter's European, probably German, and that he's either here already or he's coming today. This will get you into secure data nationwide. See if it clicks with anything you already have.
Who's the source on this?
That I can't give you.
Because?
Because I'm not authorized to.
Well, George, how can I cross-check the data if I don't know where the original information's coming from?
What do you know about Palmer's politics? You know he's no friend of the agency, right? If he gets elected, this place gets gutted.
What are you trying to say?
Not saying anything. Just saying do your job and stay out of what doesn't concern you.
Fair enough.
Good. Then we're done.
George, I need a favor. I need you to call your boss and ask him to give me clearance on the identification of this source.
I thought we just agreed that it didn't matter.
Yeah, but I've still got to call Walsh and tell him that I did everything I could. I would like to cover my own ass.
Jack, you're finally learning how to play the game.
Sure, I'll call Chappelle for you. Use your phone? Please do. You want a cup of coffee?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
I want to hear Mason's call.
At the sound of the tone, the time will be 12:29 and 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking to my boss, Jack. Right, you stupid chump.
What are you doing?
He's screwing with us. Get me that binder.
What?
The binder, get me the binder.
We need to talk about this.
Consider your ass officially covered. Chappelle said no.
You are out of your mind.
Mason's holding something back. I need some bargaining power.
How are you gonna get it?
Remember Philippe Darcy?
Heroin dealer, Barcelona?
Yeah. Mason was the point man on his bus last August. When they rolled up Darcy's assets, $200,000 was missing. I always thought it fell into Mason's pockets. Now I need proof.
You're gonna blackmail a district director?
I want you to check Darcy's accounts. You can access them through the secured files. Use this. Nina, he's gonna wake up in half an hour or less.
This hour. My name is Alan York. I found this number in my daughter's calendar.
Who's your daughter?
Janet York. Do you have a son or a...
Daughter, Kimberly. She snuck out of the house. Is Janet gone too?
Yes, I bet they're together. Any idea where they might be?
None. Did Janet say anything?
She was gone when I came home from work. Can I give you my number in case you hear anything?
Oh, yeah, of course. Got Darcy's account number.
Good.
It's encrypted. I can't get around it.
Ask Tony to do it.
He'll need a reason.
If he thinks he's doing it for me, not if he's doing it for you.
I was right. surprised you noticed.
I noticed.
Well, you shouldn't have. Tony, I need you to do something for me.
For you or for Jack?
I need you to get into this account.
What does Philippe Darcet's bank account have to do with David Palmer?
We don't know yet. We're trying to pick up a thread.
It's interesting, because I've been trying to pick up a thread of my own.
But what?
Whether you're still sleeping with Jack?
Who says I ever did?
What are you seeing him? He turned in his own people, for Christ's sake.
They were dirty.
Oh. He's Mr. Clean, huh?
Yes, he is. Look, we don't have a lot of time. Will you help me out here? Please.
See what I can find. I'll see what I can find.
Jamie, if I give you a phone number, could you hack in and get all the internet passwords connected to it?
Sure, if you have a warrant.
And if I didn't have a warrant?
It's important.
It's pretty important.
Go. What is it?
Life sucks. One word.
Perfect. So, are you gonna be around this weekend?
I could be.
Be?
This one right here.
It's very beautiful. Munich.
Yep.
Finish the speech?
Oh, taking a break. The guys got tired of me yelling at them.
Big old grumpy bear.
Oh, how you doing?
Fine. Just a few dozen more to go.
You don't have to do these yourself.
Personal touch never hurts.
Sure doesn't.
Ooh, yes, 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 yes.
Sir? Phone call, Senator. It's Maureen Kingsley from the network.
Come on, Patty. It's after midnight.
She says it's urgent.
Maureen, this better be good.
Can I get you some coffee or anything?
Thank you, Patty.
My response? Here's my response. You air that allegation or anything remotely like it, this conversation's over, Maureen. That'll be all, Patty.
Sweetheart, what was it?
Just more media nonsense. Not important.
Didn't sound not important. Since when don't we talk about things?
Richard, it's Jack. Call me back. It's important.
I thought you wanted to get your life back together. Make things right with your family. You think this is helping?
He's got information that I need.
What information? Never mind. You can't tell me. Fine. But Jack, if Tony doesn't find anything, you could end up in jail.
Probably.
Then what are you doing? Jack. Answer me.
Nina, you can look the other way once, and it's no big deal. Except it makes it easier for you to compromise the next time, and pretty soon, that's all you're doing is compromising because that's how you think things are done. You know those guys I blew the whistle on? You think they were the bad guys? Because they weren't. They weren't bad guys. They were just like you and me. Except they compromised. Once.
Hello?
Hi, it's Terry Bauer.
Oh, hi. Have you heard anything?
Well, yeah, I broke into Kim's email. Janet sent her one this morning. They're meeting two guys somewhere in the valley.
Did you get an address?
Yep, I'm going right now.
Would you mind if I came along? I'm getting a little stir crazy just sitting around here.
All right.
I'm leaving right now. Tell me where you live.
Where are we going now?
Wasn't there supposed to be a party at Lacey's? Anybody got a phone? I'll call.
Yeah, I do. I gotta go home.
Why?
My mother left 5 messages.
Run home to mommy. Hey, her father just died, okay? Maybe her mother needs her.
Your father? Shut up. Whatever. I don't want to go home. But
we'll drop you off, okay?
Yeah.
I got into the D'Arcy account. Nina said you wanted it?
Thank you. Send it to my screen.
All right.
Wake up. Sit down. Who's the source? Who tipped us on the Palmer hit? Last August, when you led the takedown of Philippe Darcet, all his assets were transferred to a custodial account in Langley, Virginia. $200,000 fell out along the way. I traced that money to an offshore account in Aruba. I got a funny feeling about that account, George. I think it's yours.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Good. Then you won't mind if I send Shep Howell the information. Source, George.
You have no idea what you're getting yourself into here.
Why don't you explain it to me? You've got 5 seconds.
Wait. There's your source.
Thanks for your help, George.
You'll live to regret this, Bauer.
I promise you that.
Excuse me, ma'am. We're about to land. If you could please...
I lost my wallet.
He's the father of one of Kimberly's friends, Janet.
What are you talking about?
Kim got an email this morning from Janet York, and we think that they might be out together.
Where?
I don't know yet. They're meeting some guys in the valley.
Wait a second. So you're going to the valley with this guy, Alan York? What are you going to do if she's not there?
We haven't thought that far ahead yet. I'll call...
Hello? Terry. Favor, could you cover for me?
Sure.
Okay, forward all my calls to my cell phone. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Jack.
What?
A 747 just blew up over the Mojave Desert. Preliminary reports make it sound like it was a bomb.
Passenger list. Get me Walsh on the phone now.
On 10th. Here we go again. Dan, I just told you that.
Why don't you just relax?
Can you please tell him that he missed the turn?
You heard him. Relax. Night's just getting started.